It is commonly portrayed as a polarity that is starkly structured on spatial lines with what I sometimes call the map of red and blue America. A map that looks back at the 2004, actually very similar though in the 2000 election, showing the states that voted for the Democratic candidate in blue, those for the Republican candidate in red. I'm sure you've all seen this, but we see one is a lot of geographical clumping, right? We see a continuous swath of red states, and we see the blue states in three different areas. In the Northeast, New England and the Mid-Atlantic states, in what we might call the Upper Great Lakes, and along the Pacific coast. How accurate is this? Well, this is something that we're going to be spending a lot of time looking at and trying to figure out just how much this map tells you. It misses a lot. You know, it misses the county level. That's something we'll go down and we'll look at. One thing that those who tell us that we are experiencing extreme polarization is to look at the county level and to look at the number of so-called landslide counties, counties where one candidate wins by more than 20%. Back in 1976, some 27% of U.S. counties were landslide counties. Last election, it was more like 48%. So we've seen a big jump. But remember this, compare that to Ukraine or Bolivia. That initial Ukraine map, actually, all of those counties or electoral districts except one were landslides. And really, as 20% is not that extreme. But it's much more extreme than it was, as I say, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 40 years ago. This map is one that, like I say, it's deeply penetrated public consciousness. It's interesting to see how it's portrayed. It's the object of a lot of parody. Yes, one fish, two fish, red state, blue state. I find it interesting that California is so much larger than Texas in that map. It may tell you something about a person who made it.